Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, Scope fans, we are back with episode 255 of your complete culture cast. It's Jared, Adam, Shane.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, you're going to have time for this one, everybody. This is a classic Scope episode in the making.
Double bitches.
The Scope summer movie preview. I don't think we did one last year.
We didn't?
I think we missed one.
That doesn't sound right.
I think we missed one.
Okay.
But if we didn't...
Did we do the Scope's Midsummer Night's movie preview?
Remember how we'd have a preview of something like every other episode, like fall mid-season preview, wrap up?
Yeah.
Well, we're digging,
why not?
We're digging into summer movies, and guess what? Summer movies start earlier and earlier. Some might say we've already hit one with the Fate of the Furious.
Hmm. I wouldn't say that.
You're such a contrarian asshole.
Yep.
Last episode, we teased, I mean, it seems just like 5 minutes ago, we teased that Adam is going to be involved in a super tournament.
Tournament.
Involving his little X-Wing miniatures.
Uh-huh.
Adam, break this down for us.
Oh, okay.
Tell me what's going on this. It has not happened yet, but you've been deep in strategic thinking for quite some time. Go ahead.
What the tournament
tell
is?
Tell me what the tournament is. Tell me what the plans are. How are you going to beat these guys?
I don't know.
How many ships can you use that you'll be fielding?
Depends on what sort of ships you're flying.
Okay,
different ships cost different amount of points.
Okay, let's get into it. Go ahead.
Do you have a starter hand? I mean, come on, give us something.
Yeah. No, you buy all the ships that you want to buy, mm-hmm. and then you're allowed 100 points. Like a normal X-Wing with nothing on it is like 21 points. The Ghost from Rebels. It's like 30 some points.
What if I want the Executioner?
What's that?
The flagship of Darth Vader.
No, so that's an epic ship. It's too big. Those have their own game mode.
Tell them you play by your own rules and you are bringing in the big guns and you will win with those big guns.
You can use the Millennium Falcon.
I will use my big guns. We lost Adam.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to bring yet.
So let me
ask
you
a hard time.
What is your? I mean, I'm sure all of your competitions scouting out this right now.
I'm a little worried. Yeah.
But what do you? What's a basic lineup that you might have that you've done many times in the past?
The one that I've been flying for a long time is Kanan. He flies the Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He has a special ability, which I won't talk about.
Do you have the chopper card?
Of course.
There's a chopper card, Jared.
Why wouldn't there be?
Kanan flies the Ghost, and then Zeb flies the Phantom.
Right.
That's the little ship that goes inside
the
Ghost.
Does that Phantom cost points? Or,
yep.
or is it attached to the Ghost, so you don't have to worry about it?
It's a special ship because
it's not a freebie.
It's attached to the Ghost, and then you can undock it at any point. But while it's docked, you can
use it as a shooter.
Shoot at the back.
Boo, boo, boo.
You got it.
Nice.
Do you make when you are rolling, do you make laser sound effects?
You have to. That's the rule of the game. Yeah.
Authenticity.
Yeah.
Before anything else.
You get a minus one if it's not.
There's a big argument about just pew 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 versus pew pew pew, like actually making the effect kind of sound.
Right, like you're trying to sound like it.
Could you have like a laser blast soundboard on your phone?
That's a great question. Pew, no, pew. You're not allowed to do that.
Only mouth blast.
At official events. If it's just like, so last night we were playing and it's not an official, it's just like a store event, then it's fine to do that.
Is that like training? Would you consider that training?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you go to the game store, what's it called again?
Fantasy Flight Game Center.
Do they know you now? Like, do
Who's
they recognize they? You? Like, the people that run this? Fantasy Flight people, do they recognize you as, here comes Adam?
I mean, the main community guy does, sure. But there's only 100 of us, let's say, that play in the Minneapolis.
What about,
area.
Like, a Fantasy Flight a worker of some sort?
No, I don't think so.
They don't know who you are.
Why would they?
Because they make the game and you are ranked in the worlds right now, I think.
I don't think that's true.
Mm. It sounds good for us.
Okay.
Though.
Okay.
What if you win in this if you win in this tournament, will you get a ranking?
Yeah. Well, then I'd be the best player in the world. So,
wow.
It's called Worlds.
Are you studying the best players' techniques?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, sure.
Are you nervous?
No. I don't, it's not, I want to do well because it's like competition is fun for me.
Right.
But I wouldn't call it nervous.
Are there prizes?
Oh, yeah. There's lots
of prizes.
Talk
about that. That's what I'm excited about.
Well, they
about.
Haven't announced all of them, but no. Prizes are typically things like special dice.
Mm.
They're like colored.
You get one extra side on that die.
they have glitter built seven into side. Them. No, well,
a 21-sided die. Standard, just imagine what that would look
guys,
like.
Guys, the standard X-Wing die is 8-sided. Okay. Come on. That'd be ridiculous.
Well, and they make 9-sided die, don't they?
I mean, these exist in the world, but that's not how the game works.
So they're canon? You're saying they're canon?
Are they canon or are they extended universe? Or legends?
Legends, right.
Legends.
different colored templates for maneuvering templates. Because the way the game works is you dial in whatever you're going to, you know, your move in secret, right. And then you reveal it. So if you're doing like a two bank, you lay down this.
It sounds like a lot of these freebies and these prizes here are something that some ham and egger just made down at Kinko's in the color copier.
Sure, maybe. I mean, they're acrylic. Or metal in some cases.
Metal. That's what I'd be
aiming
for.
They look cool, and they really, everyone knows, like, whoa, that guy, he did well at some tournament, or he bought them for $500 on eBay.
This is what I want to know.
Okay.
Are there going to be ships that you could win? Like,
sure. But it's like, why? It's not like...
but it's fun to have them. They're cool looking.
Sure, but you can just buy them for $20.
But what if they announce a special new ship that you could only get at this tournament?
And never, you could never get it anywhere else.
Yeah,
that's not how X-Wing works. There's everyone's on a level playing field. It's not like Magic where there's blind packs. Or
maybe
anything.
It's like a Poe Dameron X-Wing, but like, with like
a different color,
but like a
paint.
Special yeah, sure. Stripe down the side.
Then it like explodes unexpectedly, be, like in the Last Jedi.
All the ships do is explode.
That I think that they should do that more often. Obviously, people could just paint their ships to look like that. But yes,
but we would know better.
Sure, that'd be really cool. What the winner does get is they work with Fantasy Flight to design a card. So it's like maybe you have a cool idea about a pilot ability or an upgrade and you work with
them.
If
you win.
So your fanfic can become real.
Jared?
They still don't really. We mentioned this last episode. They mostly pull from existing either legends.
So does my fanfic.
Jared, this is what we have to pin.
Dace Bonesaw?
Dace Bonesaw. Yeah. Wow.
Caleb Gadalby?
We've got to pin Adam down on this. If he wins, he's got to do some sort of scope-related card.
Mm.
Like it would be three guys.
I think the guy's name should be like pun wordplay or something.
Adam would love that.
Cancer stick reseller.
I gotta buy some death sticks.
I just see like a picture of three guys on your card, you know, with the headphones.
Can I watch this anywhere? Is this live stream like on like ESPN The Ocho or something?
they do live stream Fantasy Flight's Twitch. Account FFG Live.
I like how Twitch has grown beyond just video game streaming. Yeah. There's actually other gaming too.
It's gone viral.
I don't know if that is the word for it.
That tournament is going viral.
Daddy daycare.
Daddy daycare, everybody.
Oh, throwback to last week.
Wow. Well, I'm excited for you. Will your significant other be watching you participate?
No.
Is this that big of a deal?
What do you mean watching me?
Well, she would be there cheering you on.
Oh, no.
No?
It's 2 days long.
There's no signs or anything?
Well, then she doesn't love you a lot. Yeah.
Like, you know.
Like, will you make a sign that...
Go at him.
Put the
roll a crit.
Roll a crit. Do you have a name? Do you have, like, a gamer name?
Yeah.
Are you
what
a character
is your, what
you
is your
play?
Gamer name?
Yeah, my name's Adam.
But what?
A-T-O-M? You change up a little bit? His name is Darth Adam.
Should be, like, Adma something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you pretend like you're... Do you get in the head like you're back at Rebel headquarters and you're...
Yeah, Dace Bonesaw. I already told you about
that's your name, Dace Bonesaw.
Dace?
Okay,
how do you spell it?
D-A-C-E.
Yeah.
D-A-C-E.
How else would you say
Bonesaw?
Bone.
This is a guy that already exists in Legends. This is not me.
Do you cosplay as Dace Bonesaw?
Do you have some sort of like rebel? He actually dresses up in the Princess Leia Hoth outfit.
Really?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like Red 7.
So he's got like the puffy collar.
Yeah.
Soontir Fel.
A vest.
These are just syllables now.
Yeah,
what's going on?
No, Soontir Fel is...
he's having another stroke.
He's the progenitor of the Fel Empire, which overtook the Palpatine Empire after Emperor Palpatine's fall.
And we'll be back after this break.
Wow.
You guys have any... Wedge Antilles married his sister.
You really know a lot.
No, sorry, that's backwards. Wedge Antilles' sister marries Soontir Fel.
This feels like a comment section in Reddit now.
Yeah, this is probably
Jared,
true.
Hey,
come on.
I'm sort of disturbed because I feel like Adam might know more about Star Wars than us.
It's because of this game.
When it comes to X-Wing related stuff, yes, definitely.
I'm like, I'm playing.
He's an expert on all of the stuff that doesn't count.
Let's talk about Zuckuss.
Can we?
Okay, let's know. That's a name
I know. Forlom.
Yeah.
Which one? Are we talking the misnamed ones or the correct named ones?
Yeah, both.
Oh, my goodness.
They both exist in X-Wing. You guys should play if you know these guys. You can fly as them.
What kind of ships do they have?
Zuckuss. Well, they both fly the G1A. Sorry, G1A Interceptor.
I think there's a game for this, Jared.
Yeah.
I got to dig deep into X-Wing lore and then quiz Adam to see if he can get it correct.
I probably won't, but sure.
I don't know how entertaining that would
be. That seems like a lot of work for me.
It really does.
Very little payoff.
You pull up Wikipedia and you click a random page. Oh. And you ask a question.
No, but I think it has to be stuff that you can learn in X-Wing. It has to be X-Wing in the cards.
Sure.
Because I don't want to quiz you on random Star Wars stuff because that's no fun.
The Defender.
There we go. Is that what you do when you play?
The TIE Defender, which is now canon because of Rebels
right?
Has
right.
been
the Tri-Wing?
Has been in X-Wing, this game, for a couple years now. Hmm. People are...
I'm not a big fan of the TIE Defender, by the way.
It seems weird.
It was an overpowered ship until a recent FAQ change nerfed it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. That's the sound of it being nerfed.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, I'm going to wish you the best of luck on this.
Thanks.
You represent the Scope. When you go in there,
The entirety of Scope Nation is behind you.
Jared and I are on each of your shoulders, and we demand excellence.
I hope I do well.
No, there's no hoping.
You will do well. Or do not. There is no try.
You will do well.
With this help?
Yeah.
Cool. With this help.
I'll do well.
All wow. Right.
We'll see. We'll see.
Stumbling towards the finish line.
Another Adam
Centric. We're not even going to make it to the finish line, Jared. So guess what, guys? We've got an interesting show coming up, the Scope Summer Movie Preview. We've done this for years.
Not last year, apparently.
Not last year. We'll look it up to make sure that that's the case. But guess what?
Dave Sponsor.
It doesn't matter because we are going to dig into all of these great movies that are coming out in 2017. Summertime. There's a pretty big list there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll wrap up the show with coming soon. So it's a full docket. Take a quick break. We'll be back with more of episode 255. Ready to this.
Say hi, everybody.
FunkFest is back for another weekend full of comedy music. Join us June 16th through the 18th at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn just outside Chicago. Performing this year, we have Carla Ulbricht, Insane Ian, Smashy Claw, The Great Luke Ski, Bad Teenage Mustache, Nuclear Bubble Wrap, Reformed Whores, Worm Quartet, Boy Meets Robot, Peter Wildman of the Frantics, Tom Turf, and the Gothsicles.
Best FunkFest ever!
And this year's guest of honor, Henry Phillips.
To the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks.
Tickets and more information are available now at FunkFest.com. Register for the weekend, get your hotel room, and join us for all the fun. That's FunkFest.com. FUMPFEST.com.
Summer's here, and the time is right for the highly anticipated but never duplicated Scope Summer Preview. We'll fill you in on all the must-sees and must-avoids of this very important season. The Scope Summer Preview.
Thanks, Tony P. Yes, indeed, the Scope Summer Movie Preview is back. I've got a list of questions that I will be posing to our panel. Over to my right, Jared is part of the panel. You might recognize him as...
Konnichiwa.
As a Scope host. And to my left, you've got Adam, who's finally doing his research for the Summer Movie Preview as we speak.
Day sponsor.
Very nice. And I am Shane. So let's get to it. Question number one. We've got two Marvel movies coming out this summer. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and the co-produced Sony/Marvel Studios picture Spider-Man Homecoming.
Do you think the name is cheeky?
It is a bit. We'll talk about that. But the bigger question is this. Which will be the better movie? I'm looking at Jared. You've got opinions. You always do. You always come locked and loaded.
So my opinion,
better movie, not better performing, better movie. Which one will you like better?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
With a bullet?
With a bullet. I have no doubts that I will like that film more. I loved the fun and playfulness of the first one, and it looks like the second one is going to be more of that.
Oh no.
Jared's
the last one.
Over to Dace Bones.
Jared's got Zika.
Spider-Man Homecoming just feels, I don't know. The trailers haven't yet sold me that this is going to be the definitive Spider-Man MCU film. I mean, I guess it is, literally by the fact that it is the first and only one.
Yeah.
But I'm just not getting a solid vibe off of it yet. I'm still on the fence.
I've got opinions on it, but we're going to go to Adam first, see what he says. I mean, I think it will probably be a clean sweep of which one is going to be the better one, but... Mm. Let's find out what he really thinks.
I think that the tone from the trailers for Spider-Man makes it seem like the playful, snarky Spider-Man that it should have been all along.
Sure.
That being said, I fully expect to like Guardians of the Galaxy more. And it's 19 different during and post-credit scenes.
Yes, there's a lot of them. I mean, Guardians,
it's like the Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King.
Guardians of the Galaxy is in a unique situation because they do not have to exist in the rules of the Marvel movie universe.
Yeah.
So it can kind of be its own goofy thing. But at the same time, it is so grounded in this concept of outsiders coming together as family. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's an appealing concept.
It's
it was done very, very well. It is sort of Fast and Furious.
In space.
Here's the
family.
Here's the thing with Spider-Man.
Fast 10 is going to be in space, right? And the final one, they got to finally go to space.
Yeah, and then they're going to take it back to WW2 after that one fails. Spider-Man, in a lot of ways, those trailers make it... I mean, they speak to what Adam said. It feels like what Spider-Man should be.
Sure.
But here's Spider-Man's problem, is that there's never been a Spider-Man movie with a villain that was compelling or felt realistic.
I don't know how you could say that with Electro being the perfect villain.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I
mean, it's like Spider-Man is grounded in this kid who is, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Through science, he gets this power, and he's sort of struggling with this in a real day-to-day. And then you get these super cartoony villains, which don't work. And I'm feeling like this one is the same type of thing, where... You've got Michael Keaton as the Vulture, and then you've got the Shocker. There's two villains in this one again. And
more the merrier, right?
And I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off. That's why I feel like a Spider-Man movie that featured somebody like the Kingpin, where he is grounded in reality, and Spider-Man has to take on this threat.
Yeah.
The problem is Spider-Man's a very powerful superhero, so you have to give him someone that can physically match up with him, and having a regular human being who shoots bullets at you is not going to do it.
Right.
So that's a struggle that they're going to have to face on this. Will they be able to pull it off? Maybe. I mean, the idea is that the Vulture is a former Stark employee.
Okay.
And that he's smart and he's got some of that technology.
That's about Stark tech.
So there we go. So you're kind of tying it tightly into this Marvel movie universe. And maybe that works. Maybe
do they
not
know that the Shocker is a sex move? Like, why... You can change his name.
He probably could. Maybe they don't even call him that. I don't know.
Do you think he like waves hello in a certain way?
He probably. And goodbye. and goodbye. See you later. The other thing that I find hilarious about this is that I don't know if this was part of the original plan with Sony, but the fact that the rumors already started spilling immediately once these trailers came out and the responses were pretty good.
Yeah.
That, oh, Sony's going to be pulling Spider-Man out of the Marvel movie universe almost right away.
Why?
Like you guys handled it so well the first three times that I'm sure that once you take it over, it's going to be great again.
Well, when they reboot Fantastic Four again and then have the Fantastic Four Spider-Man team up, they got to have him back in.
Well, Fantastic Four is actually a Marvel or is a Fox property. So he would not be
the other Sony one. Wasn't there?
I don't know if Sony has anything else. No, they just have
Spider-Man.
That was almost as bad as the daddy daycare joke.
Yeah.
So I liked where you were going.
Yeah.
My issue with this Spider-Man version is that it's yet another version of Spider-Man.
My problem with the Spider-Man version, it's another version of Spider-Man.
No, in that it's...
Wrap your head around that.
And I don't know how you solve this problem because, you know, there's the Peter Parker Spider-Man and there's his story of how he, you know, becomes Spider-Man and all the cast of characters around that. But we've done that already. Yeah. We've done that twice. So what do you do? I don't know. I guess
you do exactly what they're doing. But yeah. The problem is Sony wants to pull away from that. The logical story is Spider-Man lives in this expanded world of heroes, mm-hmm. especially the Avengers universe. And how does Spider-Man either compete or be a part of that world? I mean, in the Ultimate Marvel comic books, he eventually becomes an Avenger. And the same in the standard Marvel line. Spider-Man becomes an Avenger after never have been that before. Yeah. And that's the story. But you can't pull him out of that. Once you're in that universe, you have to show that progression of where he's going to go. And I think this movie is trying to do that with Tony Stark playing a big role in it. I think that's interesting. That's a different take on Spider-Man. But the question is, how different is it?
Yeah.
Will it be able to sustain an entire plotline?
Yeah. I think they managed it well. It's different circumstances, but with the Hulk, right? I mean, we had three versions of the Hulk in whatever, 12 years, 15 years. He didn't have multiple, he didn't have a new movie, right? He's now kind of relegated for now to, you know, supporting mm-hmm. character. So I don't know. I feel like they could do it, but we're focusing all on the movie that we're choosing to not be the winner.
I think it could be very good. I honestly think it could be a good movie. I think that you have to tread carefully. The Marvel Universe, the cinematic universe, does not have a Spider-Man type character, like a Peter Parker, a young kid who is out of his element and sort of learning and to be a hero. And so that's where the Spider-Man works. And how it's all going to work together successfully is seeing how a child navigates that path into this bigger world. You can't just have a one-off or two-off when you have them in the Infinity War movies and then pull them out and say, okay, we've done that. No, it's got to be, you've got to tie it together. That's why it's successful. It's seeing all these different personalities interacting and seeing what sort of comes out of it. That's what it has to be. And if they choose not to do that, Sony will fail again and the Marvel Cinematic Universe will go on and be just fine. And unfortunately, not be better off for having Spider-Man in it. Spider-Man has to be a part of it. Sony just needs to accept it.
Yeah. Sony has everything to lose here because
absolutely.
Sony could fail at Spider-Man, but the MCU, Marvel Studios and MCU doesn't need Spider-Man. It's great to have him.
People love it. The fans love it.
They're established enough that they don't need it. Shane's getting a call.
Sorry. Yes, I agree with that. Yeah. So we will see. I think the first question is how successful will this dumbly named Spider-Man Homecoming be? I think it'll do well.
Maybe the title will be explained adequately during the course of the film.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of an ego thing for Sony. Like, we're home. Or maybe for Marvel, like, oh, he's actually home. But we'll see. I don't know. Well, speaking of comic book movies, let's talk about the other big story that's happening this summer. We are getting the DC comic book movie Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that DC has struggled with their post of Chris Nolan Batman trilogy.
Yes.
With the Superman movies, the Batman Superman movie, the Justice League trailers look questionable like they're doubling down again on the stuff that people don't like.
What are you guys doing?
But Wonder Woman looks like they might be onto something. The question is this: are they onto something? And will Wonder Woman be this movie that saves the DC Cinematic Universe, Adam?
Here's what I'll say.
Go ahead.
I really want it to because Gal Gadot, is that how you pronounce her last name?
Yes.
She is the best female character from the Fast and Furious movies.
I didn't even know she was in them.
What? She's in four of them.
Yeah. Come on, Jane. Now, granted, there aren't
I've only seen like two
female
of them,
characters.
So
there's her and Michelle Rodriguez, and that's kind of it.
And what's her face? Toretto's sister, played by the terrible actress that I can't think of the name of. She's so bad. Anyway.
Cloris Leachman.
Isn't that Michelle Rodriguez?
Huh?
No, wait.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Jared, you look it up. Adam, you talk about Wonder
Meredith Baxter.
So. Meredith Baxter Burney!
Faith in
Jordana Brewster.
Jordana Brewster. There you go.
Okay. She's terrible.
I have no faith in the DC movies at this point.
They've earned no trust at all.
When the best one is Suicide Squad, somehow.
Did you see Suicide Squad? I've never saw it. Jared, did you see it?
It's terrible.
It's not good.
It's not. Not good.
I totally forgot to mention Suicide Squad in my talk up.
It's forgettable.
And it's still the best one. Like, what does that say?
I don't know. I think Batman versus Superman was better.
Nope. I can't stand that movie. I tried.
What did you not like about it? What was the what?
Which one?
Batman Superman. What really turned you off on?
I guess the main thing was just the story that they decided to go with.
It wasn't the jar of piss.
It's just like, oh, okay, cool. Everyone's dislikable.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would do that to the people we're supposed to be rooting for in a thing that's meant to, like, birth this team up. Yeah. Also, super techno knight Batman doesn't do it for me. And just, like, shitty dickhead Superman doesn't do it for me either.
Jared.
To the actual question, I don't know. I don't think Wonder Woman saves the DC universe.
Does it buy it time?
But I think that Wonder Woman is going to be successful on its own. I don't think Wonder Woman needs the other films to stand on its own and be a quality, even a series of films. Honestly, I think it could be its own thing. Yeah, you'd like for her to have adventures with the other people too, but I've seen nothing from Justice League or any of the other coming films that inspires confidence the way the trailers for Wonder Woman so far have inspired confidence. So,
yeah, I'm with you there. I think that Wonder Woman sort of showing her origin through time. It allows it to breathe on its own. It does not have to be grounded in the Batman Superman universe that's been established in all these other movies.
Yeah,
I think that it can have its own tone. It can be interesting, and I'm with you. Yeah, I don't know if it saves anything, but I think that what's going to end up happening is that Wonder Woman is going to be successful. People are going to be hopeful for Justice League.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Justice League is going to be the one that finally figures it out, and then they're going to be completely disappointed when it comes out.
And that's out in November this year, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, not to jump ahead of season, but the costume designs for Justice League look terrible.
Yep.
The Flash looks terrible. Cyborg is a laugh. Completely a new origin for Aquaman, it looks like. Dark again.
Yeah,
I think I said this for Batman versus Superman, but Warner Brothers backed the wrong horse in Zack Snyder. They backed the wrong horse.
Well, I mean, if they really wanted to change things, they could. They're the producers. Yeah. They could come down and say, no, we're going to change the tone. We need to shift things.
Might lose Zack Snyder.
Who cares?
I was looking at the other writers on this. So Zack Snyder is a screen has the main screenwriting credit
for
Wonder Woman.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, I take back everything I said.
The other guy, the other writer. This doesn't mean anything necessarily, but here's his credits as a writer. Ice Age Continental Drift.
Uh-oh.
And the Minecraft movie,
which is yet to be released.
Yeah.
It never will be.
So,
that, who knows, that, you know.
Oh, sorry, that's the story credit.
Okay.
Not the
the actual writing of the...
The writing credit goes to Alan Heinberg, who worked with Geoff Johns on this, and is known for writing The O.C.
Okay.
So, might be good. The O.C. had a strong superhero...
They did understand it. The one thing that I hope comes out of this movie is, because we will be hearing plenty, first female-led superhero movie since Catwoman, I don't know, which really wasn't even a superhero, but
Elektra.
I want to get past that. I don't want it to be a male female thing. I want good superheroes, no matter their gender, just to be accepted as financially profitable and just acceptable things. And let's get past that. Thank you. Next question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Rock surprised us with Central Intelligence, Jared. Remember?
We
liked that movie.
We really did.
And I watched it again, and I liked it the second time I watched it.
I want to talk about this for a minute.
Yeah?
I watched it on the plane.
You hated it.
Because you guys said it was good. I don't know if it's because I hate Kevin Hart or I hate what they did to Dwayne Johnson. I hated that movie.
Okay, fair
enough. Also, you can't say that The Rock surprised you in Central Intelligence. How did he surprise you?
I think the script surprised me. I think that it could. I and how he played it. I think that it was that movie could have been straight ahead, like a spy, you know, who's got all his shit together, who comes in and sort of secretly recruits the guy from his buddy from high school that saved him one time.
My issue,
but he was sort of weird and just had weird tics and behaviors.
Did you see the other guys?
No.
I don't even know how to talk to you. Jared, did you see the other guys?
I think I started it, but didn't finish it.
The other guys is great. And the first 5-10 minutes is a Dwayne Johnson tour de force.
Okay. If there is such a thing.
Also, Reno 911, the movie, Reno 911 Miami.
Okay.
He's in that too.
Okay.
When he plays a comedic role, every time he's killed it.
Okay. So let's ask this question. Are we in for a winning movie with Baywatch? We've seen it, this trend of having these films that take an old property. Oftentimes that property isn't funny, but then gives it that weird 21 Jump Street twist, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And then turn it into something that's thematically similar, but yet comedically different.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, we'll start with you. Baywatch, Zac Efron, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The trailer does not sell it for me at all.
Yeah.
The trailers I've seen just make it... I'm not a huge fan of Baywatch to begin with, so I know I'm not coming at this with any sort of vested interest in the
bias,
property.
Yeah.
I don't care. It just seems like a dumb comedy. It seems like it's like hot guys and hot girls, some kind of cheesy jokes. It doesn't seem like anything I would be interested in seeing, honestly.
Adam?
I think that... You guys are going to be surprised. I think that this movie is going to be good. Tom Lennon and Ben Grant are both screenwriters.
Ike Barinholtz wrote Central Intelligence, by the way. So take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it has any of that edge in the trailers, though. The trailers make it seem really dumb.
I guess it looks dumb. It looks like, but I think it looks dumb
there's,
in the same way that
jokes about what Zac Efron's balls sound like when they speak. I mean, it's like, what?
It's high concept. I don't know.
I'd like to see this debate here. We don't get this very often.
I feel like Zac Efron does a pretty good job playing against type also in Bad Neighbors and stuff. He was good.
Hey, he was great. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Like that. That was a surprise.
And maybe less so in the whatever, Mike and Joe Need Dates.
Never saw that.
But, I have high hopes based entirely.
You will see this movie.
Entirely on the 21 Jump Street paradigm.
Sure.
That we're okay.
Which actually did work, let's be honest.
Yes.
I didn't see the sequel, but the original one.
You never saw the sequel?
Never did see it.
It's great. It's out there.
Okay.
You could watch it if you want.
I probably could.
Yeah.
And I might.
It might even be on Netflix, service you don't watch.
Sometimes, every once in a while. Right. Speaking of comedies, guys, Amy Schumer has a new movie coming out very soon called Snatch, starring Amy Schumer. And Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm.
She hit it out of the park with her first feature film. What was that called again?
Snatched.
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. That was a Judd Apatow joint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he has anything to do with this one. From what you've seen of Snatch, the trailers, the buzz on the street, is this movie going to continue her success? Adam, I'll look at you first.
This is one where, like Jared felt with the Baywatch trailer, the trailer for this is just, it's not doing it for me.
No.
This one feels dumb.
This feels like a bomber, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I feel like there's a bit of an Amy Schumer backlash going on right now, too. Earned or not, I have no idea. But I feel like online there's a lot of people who are not in her corner anymore. Like, she's been accused of a lot of joke stealing and stuff like that, and I don't know if there's any truth to it. I'm just is what I'm seeing. I'm just reporting the internet.
Yeah. It might be a case too of comedy's shelf life. The half life of comedy burns out, and Amy Schumer was very, very hot for a while, and then after a while, things sort of shift to something else. Could be. And
I mean, there's always
or just might not be that funny. That's the problem.
There's always a place for a summer hard R comedy, though.
Yep.
So
there's a few of them coming out this summer. So she'll be in a crowded space, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't Baywatch going to be R?
No idea. Let's see. I'll look it up right now.
I think there's been a Red Band trailer for it. So.
Baywatch is R.
So there we go.
His balls do talk.
And they do talk.
You see them. Okay.
Talk like a 5-year-old girl.
All right, guys. we've covered The Rock. We've covered Amy Schumer. Let's talk about the movie you would see first if preview screenings were taken out of the consideration. Transformers The Last Knight or Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales. These might be the two most unneeded sequels of the summer.
Yeah.
Which one would you see first?
Like, I don't understand. I would see neither of them first. What's the
if a terrorist had a gun to your head and said, "You will pick one of these movies, and you have to be honest in your decision." Yeah. Which one would you go?
This is really hard. Wait, is this a homegrown domestic terrorist, or is this one of the filth that is streaming over our borders?
There's no such thing as a white person terrorist, so I don't know what you're talking about.
They're just criminals.
Okay.
So the latter.
This is a good like fuck, marry, kill quandary.
Except the person that's dying is you.
I think given this choice, I'm fine with it. I saw a trailer. I had not seen the Transformers trailer until I went to go see Logan the other night. Mm-hmm. And wow.
What a metal mess that was.
What is going
Chaos.
On? Do you remember that movie where Martin Lawrence time travels or something like back
like a night?
So,
he's
yeah,
a night.
I think
yeah.
it's called The Last Knight. Wait a minute. That's what this movie's called. It can't be that.
Let's
anyway.
Look up Martin Lawrence. Let's see what he's up to.
Darren will find out, our crack staff over there.
And then Pirates of the Caribbean. I liked the first one, and then it was all just a bunch of like weird slurry shit after that.
Pirates of the Caribbean was like you're at this roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you only see the hill.
Black Knight.
You see the hill going up, and it's like, oh, this is going to be good. And then when you get to the top of the hill, there's nothing there. It's just burning wreckage.
Is Keira Knightley in this one?
So it has been confirmed that pretty much everyone from the original is going to be in this. So Keira Knightley.
I'll go with that one then.
Orlando Bloom.
Maybe they'll bring the magic back somehow.
Jared.
Is Johnny Depp in it?
I think Johnny Depp is in it.
I don't know.
Speaking of a guy that's getting a lot of backlash, Jared, Johnny Depp. So, Jared, you have, I don't think you've seen all the Pirates films.
I saw the first three. I've not seen the fourth one.
Okay.
Is this the fifth?
There's four of these already?
Yeah, this is the fifth one. Yep. The last one was like this standalone that I think underperformed.
Johnny Depp was not in that one?
Johnny Depp's been in all of them. It's Jack Sparrow's the focus of this film franchise. Jared.
Of the two, I would actually see Transformers The Last Knight first. I have no interest in this Pirates franchise anymore. Adam was right. You were right. The first one was good.
It was way too long.
Yeah.
But it worked. It still
worked. How come in the trailer you can't understand anyone's voice? Do you know, like, what's
that's like, watching, like intrigue. It's like intrigue.
The guy with the funny.
Are you watching a Filipino trailer?
Always.
Adam's like, wow, is there subtitles in every one of these trailers?
Why are they speaking Quebecois? But I have no interest in the Pirates franchise at all. I've slightly more interest in the Transformers franchise.
You're a liar. No, you don't.
And I would.
Is Earl going to come on and argue about it?
No, I think that ship has sailed.
That Pirates of the Caribbean ship has sailed.
If I had to, gun to my head, pick one to spend my money on to see, I would see a Transformers movie before I would see a Pirates movie.
In this case, Jared, I am with you for the simple fact that we've seen every Transformers in the theater.
Oh,
and
that's true.
We've destroyed them in all our reviews. It's almost like a tradition. my guess is we'll probably do the same for this one if we can snag sneak preview passes.
Was the one with Bernie Mac the second one? Like when we
that sounds
is that
about
the first
right.
one? Okay,
I think
that's,
so. Yeah,
that's the last one I saw. Period.
It was rough.
I haven't seen how many. Is this the fifth one of these two?
This is.
It is. Yeah.
So what? There's Dark Side of the Moon. I didn't see that. That was the third one.
Yes.
What was after that?
Was Age of Extinction.
What?
That was the last one, right? Or was that?
Yeah.
The,
so
what happens in that?
Revenge of the Fallen. That was the second one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So Transformers. Dark
of the Moon is 2011. Then you had Age of Extinction in 2014, and now you have The Last Knight.
Were the Dinobots in that one?
It sounds like Age of Extinction. They were.
Yeah,
were they cool?
No, they look like the Power Ranger vehicles from the Power Ranger movie. That's what they all look like.
Yeah, it wasn't great. My one hope for this Transformers movie is that supposedly they have a Transformers story group now that's planning these things out.
How about they plan on starting over? Again, let's go back to this. Start over.
I know.
Or just don't. It's fine.
We did it.
Yeah. They don't need to.
Mission accomplished. We did it. We made as much Transformers movies as the world needs.
I mean, my hope is that this is the first in maybe a better series of movies with better stories. The trailer doesn't tell me that that's the case, but I can be hopeful.
And let's be honest, the character designs are terrible. Not that they have to be exactly like the cartoon, but they're terrible.
Yeah.
To this day, you cannot distinguish any of them from anybody else.
No, it's
so
too many parts.
It's just, it doesn't work. And the cool thing I've seen in the trailers for Pirates is they're doing the aging, the anti-aging thing. So, like, they did it with Tony Stark. The Captain America film where they show a young Robert Downey Jr. They're doing the same thing with Johnny Depp. Like, they're clearly having flashbacks of him, like 21 Jump Street, Nightmare on Elm Street,
yeah,
vision of him. So that could be kind of interesting, but that does not make a movie. So,
yeah.
No. Yeah. So we'll see. But garbage in, garbage out, guys.
I hear you.
Oh, so let's get to our rapid fire questions, guys.
All right, I'm ready.
Your most anticipated summer movie, Adam.
That's not on that list already.
Anything you want it to be.
What else is coming out?
I got like five.
That's fine.
I have other movies that I know I want to see that we didn't talk about.
You can talk about stuff that we've seen.
Not Alien Covenant. Man, what's coming out this summer that I'm actually excited to see? Not Baby Driver.
Jared.
What?
That's the Edgar Wright movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Jared.
Okay, yeah, that could be good.
Jared.
I have a list of five movies. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is my number one.
Okay.
Definitely want to see that. I'm excited for Wonder Woman. I'm also excited for War for the Planet of the Apes. I think the new Planet of the Apes series has been really, really well done, mm-hmm. and this looks to be more of that. I'm excited for Dunkirk. This is Christopher Nolan's new film about World War II.
He called it not a war movie.
But yet.
Specifically here, said it's not a war movie.
But it takes place during a war, yeah. So
here we are.
We'll see how that...
Here we are.
And one that I'm sure is, I may mention a few times now that we've going into the rapid fire portion, Valerian and yeah. the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yeah.
I am excited for that one.
Comes out the same day as Dunkirk.
Okay.
So busy weekend, I guess.
Luc Besson sci-fi movie.
Jared, yes. I will piggyback you, and the only two films I have in there are Guardians and Wonder Woman.
That's all you're excited for?
So we're not excited for Spider-Man at all. Neither one of us.
Well, I mean, it's most anticipated.
Okay.
I mean, I have reservations about Spider-Man. I hope that it's good, and I hope that it blows my opinion out of the water. But I think that there are problems that we've seen in the trailer.
Mm, yeah.
Movies you plan to avoid, Adam?
The Pirates and Transformers movies.
Jared?
Pirates is on my list, too. I also have the new Mummy, the Mummy room. Tom Cruise.
It's like Jared and I are living in the same body. The Mummy is number one.
I just think that might be okay. Tom Cruise runs in the trailer. Perfect.
I mean, I guess it's fine as a Tom Cruise movie, but it's like, why are we rebooting the Mummy? I know that Universal wants to do their monsters. Universal Monsters world, but all of their versions so far have been terrible.
Didn't the rumor come out this week that it will be a standalone? It's not establishing a movie universe.
Are they just giving up on that idea?
I think that that's what's going on.
Because the Dracula one was terrible. And yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
That's mine.
I have The Mummy as number one, and I also have Pirates.
What do you guys think is bad about The Mummy trailer?
It just looks like garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I enjoyed the one with the bad sound mix. That was fun.
It looks like all the same crap that we've seen before. Biggest hit of the year, which movie will pull in the biggest coin? U.S. domestic, not worldwide.
So
I got Guardians, by the
Guardians
way.
Guardians actually will be. They made $333 domestic. Guardians 1.
Wow, you did some research.
And Spider-Man is hard because Captain America made $408.
Yeah,
so it won, but that was like a team up, and the other Captain America movies had been successful.
So what do you say?
I think Guardians probably.
Jared,
I also say Guardians, largely because it's often the early May films that have the most legs. In this season, and that Guardians comes out May 5th. So
okay, what about biggest bomb? I know that that's.
I don't want it to be Wonder Woman.
Debate that is tricky because what constitutes a bomb? But
I think it has to be performance relative to its cost.
Okay,
so
I mean they'll all make money, right? So it's like there will be movies that don't make money. I imagine all like Transformers will be profitable somehow.
So you're saying what?
Man, maybe Pirates. I wonder how the Pirates movies have done. I'll go with Pirates of the Caribbean. I bet that was expensive.
Jared.
My potential biggest bomb is going to be Valerian. It's the most expensive European produced film. I think it's $200 million plus.
Oh no.
And it could do very poorly. Doesn't mean I'm not excited to see it because for me it's it could go Jupiter Ascending, but could also go The Fifth Element. It's got a little of both for me, so we'll see. But that could potentially be the biggest bomb.
On my list, I had The Mummy.
Yeah.
I have King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Which I have to talk to you about that. We could see that for free if we want
to. And I think the biggest bomb of the summer with a bullet This is, I'm calling it, I'm calling my shot, will absolutely be Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. The name of it, stupid. It looks like Jupiter Ascending to me. I cannot believe that you guys are excited about this. I think you're going to be so disappointed when you see it, because I think it is going to be Jupiter Ascending Part 2.
It's different.
Write it in stone, baby.
It's Luc Besson. It's stone. Not. It's,
yeah, it's Luc Besson. What has he done that's been bad?
I mean, Lucy wasn't great.
But I thought Lucy was okay.
Lucy as a film is fine. I just there's a flawed premise.
He did
there.
Batman versus Superman. I stand by that. And that was terrible.
All right, I take it back.
And surprise of the season, we'll start with me. I'm putting Atomic Blonde on there. Charlize Theron has shown that she can be badass. I think this film is going to be maybe not like super financial powerhouse, but I think that it's going to be a surprise hit. And then I'm also throwing this out there just for fun, The House starring Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler.
Poehler, yeah, that's her name.
Go ahead.
And Jason Mantzoukas. I was going to pick The House also. It's like, it's another, it's it an could, R
it,
comedy.
It could be an issue, but I think that it could be good.
Yeah.
Surprise of the season, I'm going with Valerian.
Wow, I like this. I like the battle of Valerian.
I'm all in on supporting this film.
The battle is all within Jared. He thinks it's going to be the
biggest. Stay tuned to The Scope, your number one podcast in Valerian's support.
If Jared is right, we're going to change the name of this podcast to City of a Thousand Planets. City of a Thousand Planets. What does that mean? I don't know, but it means something.
It's so, like some anime bullshit. Who cares? You like fucking the precursor to Voltron.
What?
Whatever that cartoon's called.
Precursor to Voltron?
Robotech?
Yeah, you like Robotech.
That's post-Voltron.
Whatever.
And it's great.
Thank you.
And it's great.
So I'm hedging my bets a little bit, I guess.
Hey, I could be wrong, but I'm just telling you, I saw that, and I'm like, Jupiter Ascending, Jupiter Ascending, Jupiter Ascending. That means Jupiter's going up.
No, what is your feeling on The Fifth Element? Do you like it?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked it.
What about The Professional?
It's all right.
All right.
It's all right. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, hey.
All right.
Do you have any Jupiter Ascending music over there, Jim?
I don't.
So there we go. We've done
we
it.
We didn't talk about The Dark Tower at all.
That's a late August
film. It's an early August film. It's
late
August 4th.
I stand by it.
Here's my other. I mentioned Baby Driver. Mm-hmm. I really like Edgar Wright movies. I'm very hopeful. Who knows? It's a heist movie. Rough Night. This is the lady comedy starring Kate McKinnon. Ileana Glazer.
Yeah, I saw that trailer and I was confused.
And Scarlett Johansson in a comedic role.
And Zoe Kravitz.
But it doesn't look that comedic. That's the thing.
It's very strange. I don't know.
Have you seen that trailer?
Yeah.
It is. It's almost like comedy, but then the trailer turns very dark very quickly, and it turns into
like funny these days.
It turns into like The Hangover, but way darker than The Hangover. See, I think that one's going to struggle to find a tone. Maybe I'm wrong, but. Yeah,
or it could be like The Hangover and suddenly a trilogy of films, Shane.
Yeah, but
fingers crossed.
The Hangover was overrated and the other two were terrible. So there we go. All right, guys, we did it. We made it through the summer movie preview. We'll keep you posted with our movie reviews. And if we feel like revisiting some of this through the next 3 months, we will do just that.
We never do.
We never do. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Scope right after this message.
Three geeks on the internet. WSCE.
Under the Scope.
Yes, indeed, Under the Scope is here, and we've got Coming Soon.
Heyo.
Hi.
Adam?
Yep. Coming soon for the week of April 30th. So we're into May by the end of this week.
We are.
It's amazing.
We've got music from the Afghan Whigs.
They're back.
They're back, I guess. Maybe they've been around the whole time. Alma, At the Drive-In.
At the Drive-In, huh? Didn't they break up?
Mm-hmm.
Thought they did.
They got an album.
Okay.
Inter-a-li-a. There's like pronunciation dots in between all of those. Helps me pronounce. Blondie, Big Walnuts Yonder. Diana Krall, Grateful Dead. Their May 1977 show. Live album.
Okay.
Logic. That's Mac DeMarco. Perfume Genius. Pond. Robin Trower. Slow Dive. Various Artists. And Wale.
Hmm.
I know one of those. Two.
Yeah.
I know two. The first one and the last one. Wale is a rapper from Washington, D.C.
Nice.
Talks about Seinfeld sometimes. So it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Movies. We've got The Lovers.
Who's in that?
I don't know, but a married couple looking to get divorced finds themselves unexpectedly falling in love again. It's wonderful. And Three Generations, A teenager, Ray, realizes and pursues his identity as a male, as his mother, Maggie, a lesbian grandmother, Dolly, and absent father, Craig, must learn to accept him for who he is.
Sounds like a lot going on that.
That's got Dakota Fanning's younger sister, Elle?
Elle Fanning from Fanning. Super 8.
She's a very good actress.
Yes, she's Ray.
Cool.
Home video. There's so much. 310 to Yuma, Age of Shadows, Beyond the Gates, Brewster's Millions, The Comedian, Fear, Inc., The Expendables 1 and 2.
Jupiter Ascending.
I Am Not Your Negro, The Last Heist, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. Tricked you. You probably thought it was someone else that resurrected.
You did trick me.
Rings, Virus, Saturday Night Fever, The Salesman. Video games.
Yes. This is the meat.
Not really. There's no, two.
It's a very small list.
We've got Prey.
Okay.
That's been
hasn't that been out before?
Yes, and they were going to then have a Prey 2, and this is a reboot, and it's just called Prey.
Okay.
Rebooting the long-established Prey series, which has had one other game called Prey.
Yeah, that was not so well-received.
Nope. And then World to the West. I don't know what that is.
That just gives you that limited list. Just, you know, you could really dig in on those.
Everyone
you can buy both games.
Dig right in.
Yeah. Everyone wants to get out of the way of the Juggernaut that's coming out this week.
Oh, is that a tease?
Hit it or miss it. Hit of the week. Hit it or miss it. Miss of the week. Look out.
Oh, you going to set it up at all?
No.
All right.
I just want you to jump right in.
So this is the hit it or miss it segment, and I'm picking the obvious hit, which is the release of Marvel Studios' Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Written and directed by James Gunn, who has recently just announced that he's going to do Part 3.
He is sticking with
three.
It, Jared.
How insane that guy...
I know.
...is doing one of the biggest movies series.
And doing it better than anybody.
Did you ever see Super...
did I? Yeah.
The Rainn Wilson superhero movie?
Yeah. It was good.
I like it a lot. It's just weird and dark, and he just kills people with a sledgehammer, a wrench a lot.
I got to see that.
Yeah. You should see it.
Maybe it's on Netflix.
Might be. Anyway, you know what it is. You know who's in it, and you know it's going to be the biggest release for a couple weeks, probably.
You know it.
Yeah, until what? Alien Covenant comes out, I think, 2 weeks later, and might be the first one that can nip away at its dominance.
We barely
dominance.
Talked about that film, though, did we?
I know.
I'm not super excited about it, to be honest with you.
That is that in part because there hasn't been a good Alien movie since 1984?
Yeah, maybe. 85, okay. You mean?
Maybe 85, yeah.
Aliens came out?
Yeah.
Could be.
Isn't it weird? Like, Alien 3 was fine, I guess.
Or was it 87? Might have been 87.
Whatever. You know, we're talking about Aliens.
Now I gotta look it up.
We're still trying, though.
Alien, whatever 4 was called. Resurrection? No.
What was it? Okay. Alien Resurrection.
That wasn't good.
1986.
Prometheus wasn't.
Prometheus was not good.
Yeah. Prometheus had some good-looking stuff, but it was not a great movie at all.
It was great at the end when the aliens showed up. Everything else was
Throne.
Terrible.
Are you talking about Charlize Theron when you say that? You creeper.
I like her.
Sure. Who doesn't?
under the scope.
There we go, Jared.
Time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
So, folks, summer movies coming here. Let us know what kind of summer movies you're interested in. Is there anything that we didn't mention that we should have? Are we way off the base when it comes to Pirates versus Transformers? I feel like that should be like a new indie card game or something. Pirates versus Transformers, right?
That would be a good one. I think that probably exists.
Yeah, and let's start Kickstarter coming out soon, guys. You can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can call our voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. Or you can hit us on social media. We're on Facebook. We are on Twitter. Those links are at our website at thescopeshow.com. And if you'd like to watch the show, head on over to youtube.com/thescopeshow. You can see our faces with headphones and microphones in a blackened room. It's so delightful. But, you know, it's easy. You can pull it up on your mobile device. You can put it up on your Apple TV.
It's true. If you look at Adam closely, you can see a box for something that says Gigabyte on it, Jared.
Yeah, that's a motherboard box.
A motherboard box.
That motherboard is recording the show right now.
That's
amazing. If you'd like to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/thescopeshow, where you can support us directly. You can pledge as little as $1 an episode, set a monthly cap, or cancel anytime. That's patreon.com/thescopeshow. Or if Amazon is more your thing, head over to thescopeshow.com/Amazon. click on that affiliate link and a small bit of your purchase goes into our pockets to pay for our stuff, our web hosting, our equipment, our time, our cocaine habit.
It's hot and heavy.
Our habit has been lacking lately, so get on the Amazons. I'm done.
Terrific. Well, guys, I think we've educated and entertained our audience today. Summer movies coming at everybody. I want to thank you for...
Adam's already checked out.
Adam, thanks for doing your research. Jared, the same.
You're welcome.
City of a Thousand Planets. Yikes.
Valerian. It's the beloved French comic, Shane. Beloved.
So true. I said everything I said before, I take it back. Let's wrap this up, baby. So for Jared, Adam, I am Shane. This has been The Scope. We'll see you soon with more Scope. So until then, bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, buonanotte. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.